Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Logansport High School, home of the Berries. It's going to be this afternoon, and we're going to start about noontime. Right now, it is morning. It's going to be the Central Catholic Knights and Logansport Berries. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. Internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention Logansport has already completed their infield, outfield practice. Knights are finishing up theirs right now, going through the infield. The umpires are here. They're on hand. It'll be a good ball game. Both these teams get together. They care about one another. They enjoy the game of baseball. And they switch places back and forth. They don't play each other every year. It's always good when they get together. Mention the parameters on the field here at Logansport. They've got a turf field. It's synthetic field turf. I believe it's a little shorter grass than a football field. Excuse me. A little bit shorter grass than a football field. The whole field is turf. Coach Bournet working on his BBs. And they hit a BB to the catcher, Jackson Kane. Coach Bournet hits a pretty good BB for 55. So we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Logansport Berries, the home team on the scoreboard. Logansport Berries, they have a school enrollment of 152. They're in Class 4A, sectional number 7. Sectional will take place at Lafayette Jefferson High School. There are 6 in their sectional. Sectional will happen like this. On Wednesday, May 22nd, a 5:30 game. That'll be game 1. It'll be the Marion Giants and the Lafayette Jeff Broncos. Game 2, that same evening on Wednesday the 22nd, 8 o'clock start thereabouts, will be Kokomo, the Wildcats, and the Logansport Berries. Game 5, they'll come back for that game on a Saturday. It'll be the winner of Game 1 versus winner of Game 2. Game 6 will also happen that Saturday afternoon. It'll be a Saturday ball game, May the 22nd at 2 p.m. It's going to be the two teams that earned the bye with them drawing out the ping pong ball at the right time, McCutcheon and Harrison. And then Game 7 will be the championship game. That'll be Monday evening, the 27th, Memorial Day, Game 5 winner versus Game 6 winner. Principal at Logansport High School is Mr. Matt Jones. The athletic director, he is most instrumental. A lot of folks, I'm appreciative. Mr. Brian Strong, administrative assistant, the athletic department, that's Rhonda Ritchie. Appreciate her, sent me a roster. Appreciate her talk on the phone. We'll also mention Logansport High School is located at 1 Berry Lane, Logansport, Indiana, 46947. Dial them up by telephone at 574-753-0441. On the web, you can find them at berry6.com. They wear the colors red and black. Perform in the North Central Conference. There are 10 teams in that conference. I will mention Logansport Berries will enter the Hoosier Conference next year, 2024-25. Their conference. The 10 teams are McCutcheon, Richmond, Ruston, Kokomo, Anderson, Marion, Logansport, Lafayette Jeff, Muncie Central, Indianapolis, Arsenal Tech. Logansport Berries are currently 13 wins, 13 losses on the season. They are 2-4 in the North Central Conference. They are in 7th place out of 10 teams. We'll mention last night they got a win. They got a win versus Oak Hill. It was a 10-8 contest as last night, Friday night, on the 17th of May. Home, away, and neutral setting by win-loss record. They got 8 wins, 6 losses here at home, 4-6 on the away schedule. And on a neutral site, they are 1-1. For the Logansport Berries is Mr. Dan Fry. Team on the agenda for Logansport after today. They'll get a day off tomorrow. They'll come back to action. They'll be here at Logansport, do battle with the Twin Lakes Indians. That will be a dogfight. Like the Indians having a tremendous season. Talk a little bit about the Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights High School, they have a school enrollment of 296. School was founded in 1956. Class 1A, sectional 54. There are six in their sectional. Sectional will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. It'll be a Thursday-Monday tournament. Central Catholic. Game one will feature North Vermilion and Fountain Central. That game will happen. It'll be the first game of the tournament on Thursday, May 23rd. That'll be a 5:30 start. Game two, so on Thursday, that'll be a 7:30 start. Thereabouts, it's going to be Covington, the Trojans, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Game five, they'll come back for that one on Monday. It'll be 11 a.m. start time. It'll be the winner of game one versus the winner of game two. Game six will happen Monday afternoon, Memorial Day, on the 27th. The 1:30 start time, it will be Attica, Riverton Park. Attica and Riverton Park. One of those teams going to have a short porch to the championship game. That championship game will also be Monday, the 27th. 7:30 start time, the winner of game five versus the winner of game six. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Mr. Darrell Beck. Athletic director is Mr. Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic director is Mr. Charlie Roberts. And the athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. The Knights are in the West Division. And I will mention the order of finish this season in baseball in the Hoosier Conference. Western Panthers, they've won the conference outright. They defeated Twin Lakes in the final game. Twin Lakes, second place. Lafayette Central Catholic, third place. Hamilton Heights, fourth place. Northwestern, fifth place. Benton Central, sixth place. West Lafayette, seventh place. Tipton Blue Devils, eighth place. And ninth place, Rensselaer Central. The Central Catholic Knights are currently 19 wins, 6 losses on the season. They've got a +3 win streak intact. Finished 7-1 in the Hoosier West. As mentioned, Hoosier Conference, third place out of 9 teams. The head coach for Central Catholic Knights is Mr. Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. And the next game for the Knights, they'll take tomorrow off, obviously, and they'll play a Monday ball game, May 20th, 6 o'clock start. The Caston Thomas will be at Central Catholic Knights. And we'll talk a little bit about their recent season, home, away, and neutral sites. They've got a record of 9-3 at home, 9-3 away ball games, and a neutral site. They are one win, no losses. The Knights got a win last night. They traveled to Harrison, across town. Lafayette Central Catholic, 5. Harrison, 1. So they're introducing the lineups. The Knights have already been introduced. They're introducing the lineup right now for Logansport. I got to mention, when I got here, there's one guy upstairs. Found out his name is Clay Scott. Clay Scott, he's the public address here for Logansport. He tells me in his first year, but he is a seasoned veteran. He went to school at Pioneer High School. The football coach there, he knows a lot about sports. Hey, what, I thought I knew something, and I found out I know nothing compared to Mr. Clay Scott. Scott, I say, well, he's an 84 graduate, Pioneer High School. He's a year older than I am, and he's mentioning the starting lineups right now. He knows quite a bit about former players. Right here at Pioneer, Jack Kaiser. I'm sure Central Catholic familiar with that name. Jack Kaiser, a good ball player, played quarterback at Pioneer. A lot of people was in disbelief when they heard that he was going to Notre Dame to be a linebacker, and that's exactly what happened. coach, I should say, Clay Sky, let me know he's in his sixth year right there at Notre Dame. And that's because of the COVID year. They gave him a year off, didn't charge him for a year of football. We're going to set that down for our national anthem. That's our national anthem. That was the ballpark national anthem. No lyrics sung, just instrumental. Well played. And both these teams getting ready for baseball. This Port Barry's going to take the field. And umpire has already introduced one another to one another. Work on the diamond right now. We'll mention doing the pitching for the Logan Port Barry's is Mr. Micah Rogers. Micah Rogers wears number 10. He is a junior class member. He's listed as a right-handed pitcher and an outfielder. Micah Rogers, we'll mention on the season. Number 10, he's got a win-loss record of 1 win, 3 losses. This is appearance number 15. Micah Rogers has in 32 and 1/3 innings, given up 29 hits, 32 runs. 26 of those runs were earned. Walked 34 batters. He has struck out 36 batters. He's faced 160 batters. He's thrown 651 pitches. Around the infield, his catcher is Jake Fincher. Number 14 at first base, Dylan Pearson. Number 8, second base, number 3, Caden Walker. Shortstop, Isaac Russell. Number 15, 2 is at third base, that's Cooper Smith. Left field, 13, Carson Dubes. In center field, Bryson Herr, 18, and in right field, number 12, Egan Kitchell. Kitchell, just a junior, Egan Kitchell. You'll be impressed also when I read his stats the second time through the lineup. Stepping in, leadoff batter in today's ballgame, Hudson Gutwein. Pitch, outside edge, strike called, 12:01, minute past the noon hour. It's going to get up to 81 degrees today. They say routinely this day, a pitch comes in, it's all outside strike zone. Difficult pitch to hit there. To count, they say customarily for this date and this region, 74 degrees is the norm. Team pitch, and they're going to set him down on strikes. That's 2 breaking pitches for strike 2 and strike 3. Strike 2 is controversial. So he'll set down, and next batter going to step in. 17, Gavin Beattell. Gavin Beattell, third baseman. He ended batter's box. On deck is Lucas Gerke. Working from the windup, here's the pitch from Rogers. Down Meridian, strike calls. Rogers starts out the game with 4 consecutive strikes. Working from the windup, 2 feet on the rubber. Working from the right side of the rubber, here comes the pitch. Side edge, 5 strikes. Consecutively, called by the umpire. Balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. And looking at the signal, here comes the 0-2. Side of ball, going to get by the catcher's glove. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One foot in, one foot out. No signals given by Coach Bordenay at third base. Peering in, looking at signals, Micah Rogers. Micah Rogers, a junior. One on, fouled out of play. Gavin Boutel protecting the zone. How to protect the zone? Game like this one. Ball, two strikes, one out. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Isaac Russell. He'll throw across the diamond, get the put out with Dylan Pearson. And there are two outs here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter, looking for signals, none given. Coach Bordenay pretty much beside himself at third base. With so far, you can do just as much with two outs as you can with none. First pitch comes in outside, ball one to Gerke. So Rogers facing his first left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, second base. Caden Walker misplays it. Has to get the out at first. Safe at first is Lucas Gerke. And Gerke reaches on air. So Gerke is aboard. And next batter going to step in is the catcher, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane moved to the fourth spot. Jackson Kane, just to give you early notification, climbing that average, 246. It was down near the above 200, 214, I think I remember. Jackson Kane coming back, a junior class member, comes in high above the zone, ball one. Jackson Kane on base percentage of 402. I mean, he gets on base 40% of the time. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, checks first base. Out of the set, pickoff move, first base, back safely. Head first, Gerke, no tag applied. Dylan Pearson taps the plate. And looking at signals is Rogers. Checks first base, out of the stretch. Out of the set position, comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside edge, strike call. First time through the lineup, so getting an opportunity to see the strike zone. Second time through the lineup, probably different at the at-bats. Working from the stretch, checks first base, now the set position. Here comes the 1-1. Key pitch, perfectly placed. Right call. Count goes 1-2. Micah Rogers checks the scoreboard. Checks the ball strike situation. Peering in, looking at Satan's catcher, Jake Fincher. A stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, taking off for second base. Slide in head first, and he'll be thrown out. It's tossed to second by Jake Fincher. They'll put the tag on. Lucas Gerke is retired. And the Knights are out of the inning. Jackson Kane will start off the next of the second inning. He'll bat first. The out was recorded at second base, third out. The Knights are going to play defensively. Logan Portberry is going to step in. Logan Portberry is going to bat in the bottom the first inning. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, AGM Auto LLC. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia. They're west of Arcadia. A couple of, I should say, 1 mile west of Arcadia on 266th Street in Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need of expertise, of experienced AGM technician. AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe on the road in your automobile. Second type of service offered at AGM. They restore classic cars and trucks. If you still have that older car or truck back in the back, or maybe it's under a tarp in the barn, AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can dial them up at 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283. AGM Auto Arcadia. Jackson Kane got his gear put on. Get behind the dish. Doing the pitching today for Lafayette Central Catholic. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks wears number 34. He's a member of the senior class. 6'2", 165. Keaton Brooks will start this game with 38 innings under his belt. Appearances. This is number 9. This is also start number 9. He faced 176 batters, thrown 635 pitches. Win-loss record for Keaton Brooks is 3 wins, 2 losses. He's given up 36 hits. That's in 38 innings. 21 runs scored. 15 of those runs were earned. Brooks has walked 24 batters. He has struck out 26. So those batters went down looking. So first batter in lineup for Logansport is going to be number 18, Bryson Herr. Bryson Herr, left-handed batter, plays center field for Coach Fry. The left-handed batter stepping in. And from the windup, Keaton Brooks, left-handed hurler, first pitch, on ground ball foul of first base. No balls, one strike. Bryson Herr, the one hitter. The Bears, a bit of a close chance right there. At this windup, here comes the wind and the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and take it the other way to left field. Going to back up the left fielder. That is Isaac Suffinger, makes the catch near the foul line in fair territory. So there's one out in the bottom of the first inning. Batter going to step in, the two hitter. Number 12, Deegan Kitchell, right fielder. Right-handed batter's box. Deegan Kitchell is just a junior, 6'3", 180. Good size young man for a baseball player. First pitch from Brooks. Outside edge, strike call. In that outside edge, Keaton Brooks. On the edge, might as well use it. He's the 0-1 pitch to Kitchell. Side of ball and short out the glove. Back to the screen, they'll retrieve that one. Count goes 1-1. Ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside. Jackson King trying to get the vertical frame. Vertical frame works. Home plate umpire can't quite see the verticalness. Sometimes it helps. Here comes the pitch. Oh, and inside, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Hitter, Deegan Kitchell. Kitchell probably going to look for a good pitch. Here comes the pitch. Take one to right field, foul territory. Going to float out of play. Count goes 3-2. Kitchell. And Clay Scott, the PA announcer, tells me that Kitchell is related way down the line to Ted Kitchell. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop, base hit. Get to it. That ball scoops. That ball moves quickly on the synthetic field turf. Base hit. Left of second base goes the outfield, picked up by Bryn Robbins. So Deegan Kitchell is aboard at first base. Batter going to step in. It's going to be number 2, Cooper Smith. Smith, third baseman. Straightaway stance. Right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, Keaton Brooks. Peering in, look at signals. Al Lacerda check first base. Here's the pitch. Side edge, strike call. Goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Home plate umpire is getting dialed in. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Brooks. Pickoff move. Pickoff move, first base, no tag applied by first baseman Lucas Gerke. No balls, one strike, one out. He ended batter's box, number 2, Cooper Smith. The Berries, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. It's played by Jackson. He'll make the throw to second base. Right on time. Jackson Kane had to retrieve that ball about 12 feet to his right through a strike. Second base, and they get the put out. So Deegan Preet, reading the dirt, lack of a better term on the synthetic field turf, reading the dirt, he left it to go to second base, and he got thrown out. There are 2 outs. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. On ball left side, left of third base coach. He'll retrieve it. Count goes 1-2. The hitter, Cooper Smith. 1-2 count as Keaton Brooks gets ahead in the count. Here comes a 1-2. Outside of ball. Jackson Kane spears that one out of the air. 2 count. Tiernan looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swung on. He goes to the left field. He's going to back up. Seppinger. He's going to make the catch. Seppinger, I tell you what, he can play the outfield. He's not playing right field. Don't really need a right fielder with Kate Minnick there. But Seppinger can play left and center field. And last night he played some first base. Seppinger catches 2 here in the bottom of the inning at the end of 1. It's a 0-0 contest. But we'll mention a little bit about this game. It's being brought to you by your home away from home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida? Don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool, available for short-term or long-term stays. Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County, proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Tona Beach, New Smyrna Beaches. You and your family jump on a plane or hop in a car. You get to Davenport, Florida. There you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails to 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Again, that address is 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Davenport, Florida. But wintertime, that sounds good. So next batter, we're going to step back in. Second time, be Jackson Kane. He'll get a brand new count. And he ended batter's box. Now, he was 1-2. When he stepped, when the out was recorded at second base. So brand new count to Jackson. On deck is Caden Minnick. First pitch to Kane, foul back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Right on time. Off one strike. Micah Rogers is bringing the fastball. 2 feet on the rubber, here comes the 0-1 pitch. High and tight, ball one. One ball, one strike. Second inning. Logan Sport and Central Catholic. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, swing a missed breaking pitch. Blowing away. Count goes, double check the count there. 2 strikes on Jackson. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Upside, ball 2. 2-2 count. Jackson King going to step back in. Count goes even. Jackson King. Getting a good vision. The baseball. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Just above the zone, ball 3. Ball, count goes 4. Jackson going to step in. A little bit choked up off of that knob. 2 count. Here comes a pitch from Rogers. Pulling me in the dirt. Good block there by Jake Fincher. Jackson Kane going to walk. 6-pitch walk to Jackson Kane. So next batter going to step in, one foot in, one foot out, looking at signals. Coach Bournet giving signals. Might be a low-scoring ball game. You never know. Signals very important with base runners. Batter's box, Caden Minnick, 20. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Side, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Friday out. Top of the second inning, Jackson Kane is at first base. He drew a walk. Batter here in the top of the second. Working out a stretch and out a set. Micah Rogers. Here comes the pitch. For a ball. Taken off for second base after reading the dirt. Jackson Kane. And it might have got off the hand right there. Home plate umpire checking on Jake Fincher. Fincher might have got one off the hand. He's going to walk on out, have conversation with Michael Rogers. I tell you what, Michael Rogers, you know, his family. They're pretty close to that Bible. Mike, a good verse in the Bible. Micah 6:8. Jeffrey, walk humbly with your God. I think it's you do justly love mercy, humbly with your God. So Michael Rogers doing the pitching today for Logansport. Michael Rogers, just a junior class member. Out of the set position, runner at second base is Caden. And he fouls one back left side. And Jackson King going to go back. Here the base at second. He'll step off again. Two balls, one strike to Minnick, left-handed batter. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to score the bunt. They put a bunt down, back to the pitcher. Rogers fields it. He'll throw to first base. Good out with Dylan Pearson. And moving the runner to third base. Minnick, mission accomplished. Jackson King is now at third base with one out. Batter going to step in for the ninth, number 33, is Bren Robbins. Robbins right-handed batter's box. Center field. He's a tremendous center field position. About like a Kevin Donahoe. Here comes the pitch. Being a miss, 0-1 count. Donahoe is on the coaching staff, Coach Bordenay. But Donahoe, a former center fielder, since 6-8 years ago. Not sure. He gets the slippers. Here comes the pitch from Rogers. Foul ball. Off the bat and then Bren Robbins in the batter's box. Home plate umpire checking on him. Goes 0-2. Robbins. Likely Robbins going to see the breaking pitch with 0-2. Going to put the pitcher on Jake Fincher. Make the catch behind the dish. Jackson Kane at third base, working from the windup. Here comes the wind and the pitch. That's ball going to go left field with it. Get over the head of the left fielder, Carson Dubes. Going to bounce over or went under. Probably bounced over. It's going to be a ground rule double. Bren Robbins. So Robbins gets a double and an RBI. First run on the scoreboard is scored by Jackson Kane. So with one out, next batter for the night is going to be the seven-hitter, number 30, Jeff Sandberg. Sandberg doing the DH duties in this ball game. He's batting in place of left fielder, Zeke Seppinger. Seppinger already a tremendous catch down the left field line. Seppinger's a left-handed player. Reached up, caught it over his body. Catch prevented a big inning. Lissette Rogers is the pitch to Gus. High and tight, ball one. Steps out of the box slightly, looking at signals. Bren Robbins, second base, looking at the same signals. Now a stretch, peering in looking at signals, now out of the set position. Michael Rogers, check second base, here's the pitch. Oh, for ball one. Take that back, ball two. Pick was just above the zone, count goes 2-0. Peering in, looking at signals once again, Michael Rogers, now out of the set. Check second base, here's the pitch. He pitched, finished upstairs, ball three. 30, Jeff Sandberg. Sandberg on the season. He picked up a base on balls last night. He has 9 on the season. Here comes a 3-0. High down meridian, knee high. Strike called. Home plate was wide open, take signal. Versal takes signal. Probably has a signal to hit away. Out of the set, here comes a 3-1. One long ground ball. Right at shortstop, Russell. Just go across his body. They're going to get a run down between second and third. And Bren Robbins is going to be tagged out. Going to have another run down with Sandberg between second and first. That the first baseman had evacuated territory over there. He was trying to get in on the run down at second and third. Jeff Sandberg knew he was evacuated. He knew he had some room to run. It's going to be a second out recorded. The pickle between second and third base. Two outs stepping in is Keaton Brooks. One runner aboard, it is Jeff Sandberg at first base. Left-handed batter is Keaton Brooks. Out of set, Rogers is the pitch. Swung on to take a deep shot to right center. He's going to back up the right fielder. He could not make the catch. It's off the butt of his glove. Ball hits the surface. Running around from First base going to slide in, caught at the plate, thrown out. Slide came in. So Jake Fincher did have the baseball. So was blocking the plate with that left leg. Gus Sandberg couldn't get to the plate. And no argument there. So play from right field turns to be good at home plate. The Knights are out of the inning. Pick up one run in the top of the second inning. Action Kane picks up the run. He's got his gear on. He's going to jog behind the dish right now. The end of 1.5. Knights 1, Aries 0. We'll also mention bringing this contest to you today is Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com on the web, your Central Indiana equipment dealer. Then customers and the community. Yes, since 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they are family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they supply farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products. And service for agriculture, residential and commercial construction equipment. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They closed up about the time this game first pitch happened, and they are closed on Sunday. We're missing Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're located in northern Hamilton County, right there along U.S. 31, right there at the 276th Street interchange. And if you stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment, find that inside you'll find Titus Bakery Deli. This bakery and deli you can enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli. So get some final warm-up tosses. Pitchers, rather, Keaton Brooks. Jackson Kane, arm feeling pretty good. The one down to second base. So he's going to step in. First batter for Logansport here in the bottom of the second inning is going to be the four-hitter, number 8, Dylan Pearson. Pearson, right-handed batter. Plays first base for the Berries. So he'll step in straight away in the outfield, playing deep depth, we'll mention. Hudson Dootwine back on the lip of the grass, second base. First pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed, might have been a breaking pitch. Brooks gets ahead in the count, 0-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup, he attempts to pitch. Side ball one. Goes 1-1. On deck is a five-hitter, number 14, catcher Jake Fincher. Then looking at signals. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Outside of ball. Take that outside edge. Try to make it difficult to get to the pitch. Ball's one strike. Wind from Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. And trying to pull the ball. Trying to pull each pitch. Sometimes you got to go the other way. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Setting down on 3 strikes. And the Knights have 1 out recorded here in the bottom of the second inning. So next batter will be the 5-hitter, number 14, Jake Fincher. Fincher, he'll tap the plate far and near at the end of the batter's box. From the windup, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the first pitch to Fincher. Swung on, no swing, outside edge. Checky swing kind of heavy there. Let it go by, 0-1 count. And looking at signals, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. Key pitch, back door. There for a strike. Lefty facing the righty batter. Batter is Jake Fincher. It's a wind in the 0-2 from Brooks. Swung on, he'll pop one up. Allo, right field. Be called for by Brent Robbins. Robbins veers a long way to the left. Catch. But the center fielder, he has the obvious chance to go ahead and call off left and right fielder. They all play together. There's two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. So right-handed batter is Caden Walker. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Oh, swing and a miss. Walker wears number three. He is the sixth hitter. Hogansport, he plays second base. Infield playing deep once again. Outfield straight away. Here comes the pitch. Side low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter's box, Caden Walker. Comes the wind into 1-1. Oh, for ball two. Jackson came pretty good at that vertical frame. Just the ball low, brings it up. Difficult sometimes to detect from by an umpire. Swung on to go to center field, base hit. Hop in the glove of Brent Robbins. Caden Walker gets himself aboard. Out. Bottom of the second inning. So Caden Walker picks up hit number 16 the season. Has 14 singles. And Caden Walker, that other, he's got a triple. He's got one home run. Let me check that out one more time here. Number three. I'm reading the wrong stats here. He's got 15 hits, 14 singles, and a double. Pitch comes in low and inside. Ball one in the batter's box. Seven hitter, number 13, Carson Dubes. Playing left field. Here comes a pickoff move. First base, Walker back safely, head first. Caden Walker, second base. He's at first base doing the base running now. He's played in 20 ball games for Coach Fry. Soft move, going to get him. Going to get him in the pickle. Kiskerke couldn't hold the initial toss over. Brooks hits the surface. And Caden Walker, the birthday, he's at second base. So timeout on the diamond. Jackson King out there going to talk. He's talking right now with Brooks. May have a signal. May have a signal. That Jackson might let Keaton know if he needs a pickoff move. I'm sure they have something similar, if not that one. Step in. A little bit of an open stance. Carson Dubes, seven hitter. Out. 1-0 count. Out of set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll pop one foul, almost straight back out of play. Ball one strike. Carson Dubes, left fielder. Left-handed batter's box facing the lefty. Brooks, ball's made live. At second base, Caden Walker. Out of set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. But, strike two. Into the glove, Jackson came pretty good about catching the foul tips. Ball, two strikes, bounce. And looking at Sickles, Keaton Brooks, check second, out of the stretch. Now the setter, check it again. Here's the 1-2. I am inside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Tuck on the pond at second base. I run for Logansport. Two balls, two strikes. Out of set, here's the pitch. One long ground ball foul of first base. He'll stay in the box here. He'll face a 2-2 count a second time. Carson Dubes going with the molded cleats. They say that is way to go on synthetic field turf. A lot of NFL players going that route. It's a 2-2 from Brooks. Swung on, swing and a miss. They're setting down, swinging, and the Knights get out of the inning. It's strand one. They leave one at second base, and the Knights going to bat in the top of the third after two innings complete. Knights one. There is zero. And we'll also mention this ball game is being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Beats Company. When you're thinking about residential or corporate locations, you know a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20 plus years experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate desirability is something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for. such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Happiness in her success are two of the same. Real Estate Lady with the High Real Estate IQ. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-086. Again, her number is 317-513-086. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Still throwing the ball around the infield. Like I mentioned, Mr. Brian Strong, athletic director, Logansport High School. I met him when he was at Peru, about 6 or 7 years ago. I needed a space to get ready for a final game at Victory Field, and he made space for me. He's associated. He's probably even an assistant commissioner by now for the IHSAA, Brian Strong, 6'5". Not only did he play basketball in high school, probably college. He played them pretty well right here, athletic director. First pick, base hit up the middle. Mickey Stapleton, which is base. That ball didn't get more than 8 or 10 feet off the surface. Straight up the middle to center field, picked up by Bryson Herr. So 7 in, second time in the ballgame. The leadoff batter, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein stepping in. Hudson Gutwein, 25 games. Hudson Gutwein is at the plate for his 104th time on the season. He leads the team. He is the leadoff batter. We're going to have a stretch, check first base. Now the set, Michael Rogers. He's going to square the bunt. Bunt down third baseline, just foul. Foul ball picked up by third baseman Cooper Smith. One count to Hudson Gutwein. So Mikey Stapleton, back on the bag at first base. He was on his horse. One count, steps back in. Ball's made live by the home plate umpire. Alice Stretch checks first base in a square early. Then early at third base. Pickoff move. Rogers. They have worked on that play plenty of times. Rogers taught to pick off move at first base when he sees the bunt square early. Here it is again. Square and early, out of stretch, now it's set. Comes in, short off the glove. Sure makes the throw anyway at second base. Mikey Stapleton in there with a stolen base. Mikey Stapleton now on the season has 10 stolen bases thrown out 2 times. So he's at second base now, nobody out. And out in the lineup in this inning. It's a good one. Comes a 1-1 and scored a bunt again. About 50. Bunt attempt's going to be a strike. Get back to second base in a hurry. Mikey Stapleton throw down. And the tag there was Isaac Russell. You get him. So Mikey Stapleton living dangerously there. He's got some wheels. He uses those wheels football season for Coach Brian Ney. 1-2 kill. Stretch, now the set, check second base. Here's a 1-2. A ball right side can be fielded by Rogers. A jog on over and touch the base on his own. Rogers, the pitcher, the baseball, gets a put out unassisted at base. There's one out in the top of the third. Mikey Stapleton moves over to third base. Next batter going to step in. Be Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, the two hitter. Several signals given. Gavin Boutel played in all 25 games. He's batting 362. First pitch out of the windup. There for a strike, thigh high. The ball, one strike. Gavin Boutel, foot in, one foot out. Several signals given. Hand clap signal. The windup, Rogers. Swung on and take one to the right side out of play. No balls, 2 strikes. Gavin Boutel, as mentioned, on the season. 62 average. 57 on base percentage. Windup, here comes the pitch. Paul couldn't play it. Fisher, catcher, he tossed it to home plate. Not a bad toss. I'm sliding in. Hey, second run of the ballgame. Mikey Stapleton in from third base.
Okay.
One ball, two strikes. Bases are now empty. One out. Batter's box, the two-hitter, number 17. Then Butel comes in above the zone. Ball two. Balls, two strikes. Gavin Butel, 85 plate appearances entering this ballgame. 69 bats. He's got 25 hits on the season. He's tied with Brent Robbins, also with 25. Here comes a 2-2. Side of ball. Good block. Sir Jake Fisher. 3-2 count. Micah Rogers trying to find that release point once again. Oh, for ball four. The jog down to first base. And next batter is going to step in. It's going to be a three-hitter, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke is a junior class member, played in all 25 games, left-handed batter's box, and 284 left-handed batter's box. We're going to now stretch. Now the set. Mike Rogers. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Balls, one strike, Lucas Gerke. So this game is 94 plate appearances. 57 at-bats on base percentage at 479. He's got 25 RBI on the set. I just soft move. First base. In there. It's going to hit the body. The body right there has got to hurt. Give time. Going to get him on the lower shin. Right side of the shin. Gavin Butel took a hit last night. Hit by a pitch on the upper, near the shoulder blade, the back. What, he's going to need some ice after the game. Probably used some last night. Balls, one strike to Gerke. From Butel, still going to run the bases. Absolutely, Gavin Butel on the season. He got four stolen bases. He's yet to be thrown out. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. Side low. Ball one strike. Gerke, re-hitter for the night. Signals given. Bordnay at third base. And one count, one out. From the stretch, if Michael Rogers comes to pitch. Side and tight. Two. Two balls, one strike. One out. Step back in. Lucas Gerke. Gerke swinging a hot bat. He has swung a hot bat. It's all season long. Out of the set. Rogers, here's the pitch. Inside and tight. Ball three. Left-handed batter's box. Lucas Gerke. First base, Gavin Butel. Has shrugged off that hit. He's okay. The set, here comes the 3-1. Side, Memorex pitch, low, ball four. So timeout on the diamond. Gonna walk out, have conversation with the infield. Out of the Logansport dugout. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, brought to you, FritzFishers.com. FritzFishers.com. They've been in business. 1983. 40 years in the car business. They buy, they sell, they trade. They'll help you to finance your quality car, truck, or SUV. I have purchased a truck there. It went very well. They have preferred low mileage and one-owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One location is in Fishers, 599 East, 116th Street. 317-842-2228. 317-842-2228. Another location along State Road 32 in Noblesville. That's between Noblesville and Westfield. Dial them up there at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. You can visit them online, or you can stop by on site, FritzFishers.com, F-R-I-E-Z, having a bit of a more lengthy conversation. Pitcher's rubber. Break up the conversation now, and I think Michael Rogers is going to exit the ball game. Well, hope he's okay. Michael Rogers has gone 2 1/3 innings. Reach back to the bullpen. Bullpen is down the way there. It's kind of shielded. It's for fans to set, and I'm coming in from left field. She's going to hand him the baseball. Get warmed up. They'll go with a relief pitcher is here in the third inning. We'll also mention today's ball game being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. They have indoor-outdoor storage with flex storage availability. Call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. They have indoor storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobiles. And then they have outdoor storage always available right there at Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They're right there by the Arcadia Ballpark. They're right by the railroad track. They've got a large, two large pole barns right there. They got individual garage doors for you to have your material, your stuff that you want to put in there. It's all safe and locked up. We'll mention to contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Simply go online. The web, you'll find them at www.aipsindiana.com. Again, aipsindiana.com, or you can call them 317-774-1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. So they're getting warmed up right there, the new relief pitcher. Here's number 21, 6'1", 175, Josh Middleton. Josh Middleton, he's a sophomore by class, right-handed pitcher. Josh Middleton, mention, he's got an ERA. He's got the lowest ERA on the Logansport pitching staff at 2.81. He's got a win-loss record of 3 wins, 1 loss. His appearance number 12 in 32 1/3 innings. Given at 41 hits. 1 runs, 13 of those runs were earned. He has walked 13 batters. He has struck out 16. He has faced 163 batters, thrown a total of 463 pitches. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Runners at first and second, one out. Now a stretch, now a set, check second base. First pitch to Kane. He pitched, finished above the zone, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Put in, 1 foot out. Kane steps back in. And second base for the Knights. Then looking for singles. Now out of the set. Comes the pitch. 1-0 pitch becomes 2-0, ball high. Jackson Kane will step out. He'll step back in. And Josh Middleton doing the pitching. They're in the third inning for Logansport. Then out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. An on-base hit between third base and shortstop. Going to go to left field. He's going to hit the cutoff, and Coach Bordnay is going to hold up, having Boutel at third base. Bases are now all occupied by the Knights. The batter we're going to see is going to be lefty. Batter number 20 is Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to step in. Bases loaded for the Knights. One out. Top of the third inning. It's a 2-0 contest. One run in here in the third. Left-handed batter's box. Caden Minnick out of the set. Middleton is the pitch. 0 for ball one. So 21, Josh Middleton. Josh Middleton, a sophomore by class. Pretty good sized young man. Josh Middleton, looking out of stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. Outside of, they're going to call it a strike. Call it a strike. One ball, one strike. Nothing wrong with encouraging the pitcher. And certain situations. Ball one strike, one out. The set comes a pitch. Swung on, ground ball, second base. He's going to go to shortstop and say he didn't hold the ball. He's going to say it was during the transfer. They're going to call him out. Say it was during the transfer, trying to get the double play so they'll get the force out. The choice at second base are bounce here in the top of the third. So runners at first base, fielder's choice right there for Caden Minnick. At first base, stepping in, Bryn Robbins. Robbins, center fielder, number 33. He's played in all 25 games. Here comes the pitch. Ain't a miss. Breaking pitch, finished low. Count goes 0-1. Bryn Robbins entering this game, 95 plate appearances, 72 at-bats. 347 in that right-handed batter's box. 73 on-base percentage. He got 19 hits, 5 doubles, a triple. The set, here comes the pitch from Middleton. Side and tie the ball. Fake a throw to second base. Snap throw by catcher. Jake Spencer to third base and back safely. One ball, one strike. Robbins steps back in. Runners at second and third for the Knights. Working out a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Jake Fincher. Not sure if Fincher has an earpiece. Here comes the pitch. Swing, call a swing. Strike called. I should say a strike. He'll step back in. It's Bryn Robbins. Robbins only needs one pitch. One ball, two strikes. Bounce on deck is Jeff Sandberg. Here comes the pitch. Sider is calling out. Call a breaking pitch on the inside edge. Strike three. He'll go down looking. Knights are out of the inning. Knights are out of the inning. Leave two on base. Second and third base. Knights come up with one more. Take that back. Yes, they come up with two in the third. But the 3-0 contest, Knights in front of Logansport. Logansport going to bat in the bottom half of the third inning. And we'll also mention today's ball game is in parts being brought to you by Thomas Docks Incorporated. High quality to build waterfront products and services. They build docks. They build boat lifts. They build seawalls. They have dock accessories, green services, etc. Massage Incorporated. You can find them on the web at thomasdock.com. The reside, their business is located at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Louisville, Indiana, 46062. Massage, they are locally owned and operated, have been since 1993. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-774-3790. And you can call Thomas Docks at 317-774-3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Thomas Docks, you can choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. Indiana, they work in Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, with capabilities to work all across the United States. So they're getting warmed up right here. I tell you what, after this ball game, I'm going to hightail it, meet up with my wife. We are going to attend a wedding. Jackson Kerfoot is going to marry his bride. That's Claire. Jackson's a Hamilton Heights guy. He plays football. He wrestled. He's 350-some pounds, 6'7". Who wouldn't want him on the football team? He's 33 years old. Good young man. And they're going to get married at 4:30 this afternoon, just west of Tipton, across 31. Pitch comes in. Strike called. In the batter's box for Logansport, 8-hitter number 11, Hudson McKinney. He is the DH. Comes in outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. right-handed batter's box. Hudson McKinney, a sophomore, comes in high and outside, ball two. Ball one strike, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. It's a three-run ball game. Knights in front. Here comes the pitch. Lonnie go back up the middle. Get some grass. Base hit to center field. By Robbins tosses it back in. Second base. Scoot wind. Stapleton now back to Brooks. So they're going to go. They go with the next batter in the lineup. It's going to be number 10, Michael Rogers. The Rogers is going to bat. He's the pitcher. Try to help himself in the ball. I take that back. It's Middleton. Josh Middleton came in for relief the third inning, top half, with one out. Going to square the bunt. Bat back. Pitch comes in. Going to call the ball. Throw to second base. Kind of a late throw. And the ball's going to be off the glove, going to shallow center field. Safe at second base. Then McKinney. The batter's box is Josh Wilson. Is a of record. The Berries steps back in. Working from the stretch. Brooks. Now out of the center square early. Here comes the pitch to go by. This time it's called strike. So jogging out, Jackson, he's going to have a conversation, short conversation with Keaton Brooks. They tap gloves. Jackson Kane, a lot of communication. Jackson Kane, so he's getting information from the dugout. Coach Bourdain has a microphone. Jackson Kane has an earpiece. Just plain good communication. Word about early. Middleton, out of the set is Brooks. Here comes the pickoff move. Second base, no throw. So step back in, Josh Middleton, number 21, 6'1", 175 to square again before the pitch. Here comes the pitch, breaking pitch, which is above the zone, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Lucas Gerke is in on the lip of the grass at first base. And Detail back even with the bag to take a possible throw at third base. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Bunt down. Fielded by Gerke. He'll throw to first base. From the base, Hudson Gutwein from second. Get the out. And there's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. So Middleton is the runner with a sacrifice bunt. Hudson McKinney is at third base. Berries stepping in. Lead off batter, just say the one hitter, Logansport, number 18, Bryson Herr. Bryson Herr stepping in. 286. Here comes the pitch. Ain't a miss. It's always appreciative of putting me in sports to see stats updated before a ball game. That makes it sound like I'm not telling lies because it's hard to mention what the guy's doing if I don't have all the facts. Here comes the pitch. Ain't a miss. It's just a foul tip. Tip back to the screen. Goes 0-2. Bryson Herr has played in all 26 games. To Herr, entering this ballgame, 88 plate appearances, 77 at-bats. As mentioned, 286 batting average, left-handed box, 356 on base. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one back out of play. Working on the baseball there, fouled him off. That's Bryson Herr. You see the 0-2 count once again. He got 22 hits on the season. And we get to the death batter. We'll talk about 39 hits on the season. Here comes the pitch outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Bryson Herr. Herr, he has 15 singles, four doubles, one triple, and he has two home runs. Out of set, Keaton Brooks, here comes the pitch. Take one out of play, left side. Stay in that box, 1-2 count. Get rid of a lot of baseballs. Bryson Herr protects the zone. 1-2 count. From the stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch from Brooks. Hung on, he'll foul another one. The play, left side. Gonna run out of baseballs. So Bryson Herr, left-handed batter, steps back in. Bryson Herr, he has 15 runs scored. He has 13 RBI. Here's the pitch. He'll float one, playable. Center field, Robbins is going to square it up, make the throw to the plate. Here comes a tag from third base. Safe at the plate, first run of the ballgame for Logansport. Scored by number 11, Hudson McKinney. Sacrifice fly to center field. Bryson Herr himself up. For a run scored, there are two outs. And it's a 3-1 ball game. Three balls, one strike. Batter going to step in. It's Deegan Kitchell. Deegan Kitchell, a junior. He wears number 12. As mentioned, Deegan Kitchell, just a junior. He has 39 hits on the season. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Deegan Kitchell entering the ballgame. He had 98 plate appearances, 77 at-bats, batting .506. Comes the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss, healthy cut. Deegan Kitchell, 39 hits, 19 are singles, 10 doubles, 6 triples, and 4 round trippers. Here comes the pitch. Outside low, ball 2. Balls, 1 strike. Deegan Kitchell, 37 runs scored, 26 RBI. He's been hit by pitch 3 times. He'll take one right side out of play. Got a fluid bat. He goes through the zone quick. Works that sweet spot, 14-inch sweet spot on that bat pretty well. He plays off the plate just a bit. Comes the pitch. Your curveball just misses outside. Kitchell. It's a pretty good strike zone for good reason. Here comes the pitch. Out of play, right side, foul ball. Just a junior, Deegan Kitchell. You don't know where he'll end up after his senior year. They toss about 3 baseballs back in. Plate umpire has 2 pouches. He probably holds 8 baseballs comfortably, but he would be weighted down. Balls, 2 strikes to Kitchell. From the windup, Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. On ground ball. Third base by Boutel. Throw across the diamond and a good stretch by first baseman Lucas Gerke. The Knights get out of the inning. They retire in Kitchell. So at the end of 3 innings, they're actually going to talk about this. They're going to check with the home plate umpire. They're going to see if he pulled his foot, and the home plate decided that he did not. Home plate umpire's job is on a field of ground balls to come up the first baseline, check that space, if there's a space between the foot of the first baseman and the bag. And they appealed it. They got together, first base umpire, catcher should say, plate umpire, and they decided that he was on. Doubt is recorded. Next batter in the lineup to step in top of the fourth. Knights. It'll be Gus Sandberg at the end of 3 innings of play. Knights 3. Berries 1. In the hit department, teams equal with 3 hits each. And we'll remind you this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. That's Internet Sports Radio since 2008. Featuring support, education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Baseball, football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football, basketball in the winter. That's Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. And sports, thank you for listening. And they're getting ready to toss one down here momentarily. Ball game in the works here. I'll mention a little bit more about my nephew, Jackson Kerfoot. He's getting married today. As mentioned, he played football. He was a wrestler. So when he wrestled at 285, hit up to 15 during the football season. Then he'd have to lose weight. The wrestler, you know, you miss out on Thanksgiving food and Christmas food. Don't get to eat it until you're done out of high school or out of college and wrestling is over. Glad he's getting married. He's 33. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 1. batter's box is Gus Sandberg. Sandberg wears number 30. Sandberg, 51 plate appearances, 39 at-bats. Gus is batting 308 in that right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base. Cooper Smith fielded, he'll throw across the diamond. Put the put out with Dylan Pearson, and there's one out here in the top of the fourth inning. So next batter going to step in for the night is going to be the pitcher. Keaton Brooks wears number 34. Keaton Brooks swinging a pretty lively bat last night at Harrison High School. Steps in, left-handed batter's box. From the windup, peering in, looking at singles, Josh Middleton comes to pitch. Your curveball in there for a strike. Righty pitcher, lefty batter. The curveball away from Brooks. He'll climb back in. Falls one strike. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at singles. Now the windup, here's the pitch. Hung on, he'll foul one out of play, left side. Bat. Brooks, Keaton Brooks, entered the game in 74. Played appearances, 62 at-bats. Had a 242 in that left-handed batter's box. 356 on base percentage. Comes the 0-2 pitch. Middleton. Side low, ball one. One ball, strikes. Just step back in. Keaton Brooks. Left-handed batter's box on deck is Mikey Stapleton. And look at the singles. Out of wind, here's the 1-2. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Up fourth inning. 3-1 contest. Knights in front. Comes a wind in the 2-2 pitch. Hold on, it goes the other way. Let's drop it in. Left field, base hit. Gonna get a funny hop. Left field, gonna get by the left fielder. Carson Dubes. Keaton Brooks gonna get two base hit. Legitimate base hit. He's gonna come off the base pads. Gonna run for him with Calvin Reisman. Calvin Reisman, sophomore, wears number 13. He'll do the running bases duty for Keaton Brooks. Brooks jogs off. Brooks picks up double number 3. The season. Stepping in, Mikey Stapleton, 9-hitter. Number 11, handed batter. Mikey Stapleton is batting 22 ball games. He's batting 350 at right-handed batter's box. Runner at second base, here's a pitch. He's in there for a strike. Strike, count goes 0-1. Mikey Stapleton, 50 batting average. He's got a 431 on base percentage. He got 21 hits on the season. Now a stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Side tight. Just missed. Breaking pitch. Just missed. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, one aboard. Alvin Reisman is at second base doing the base running. Set. He'll check second. Here's the pitch from Middleton. Swing a miss. Breaking pitch finished away. Healthy cut, Mikey Stapleton. He took a pitch like that out. Riverson Park down the right field line. One ball, two strikes, one out. Set, here's the pitch. He's going to pop one up. Is it playable? Behind home plate. Sure. Pitcher makes a good catch. Front of the fence. Behind the plate. So Jerk Fincher. All that went from the get-go, took a beat on it, and made the catch. Two outs on the diamond. And the Reisman still at second base. Step in third time in the ballgame, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein hit some shots last night at Harrison. His first attempt at a base hit. He was robbed in right field by Lowry. Comes in outside ball one. Aiden Lowry plays a good in right field position for the Harrison Raiders. Ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter's box steps back in. Hudson Gutwein. Lissette, Josh Middleton. Hung on, he'll go to right field with this one. He's going to back up the right fielder. He'll make the catch. This time he backs him up in right field. And the catch is made by Deegan Mitchell. And the Knights are out of the inning. They leave one on base after 3.5. Knights, 3. Berries, 1. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by CaminoandCompany.com. Camino and Company, they're in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Camino and Company, they are a mobile flower shop. Up to you by local flower farmers and providers, all business partners, and the CNC founders. The mascot is a 1984 El Camino SS. It's owned by Carly's grandpa, that's V.E. Witham. Borrows that El Camino kind of frequently. I tell you what, she's working today. She's working the wedding for Claire and Jackson Kirkwood at their west. Just west of 31, just west of Love's. Love's gas station right there. It's owned by Mr. Lee. It's right here at the homestead. You'll see a sign out in the yard. Homestead. They have a big red barn. A big red barn is always lit up during the nighttime. I frequent that way, nighttime. And that barn looks nice, all illuminated and painted red. We'll mention they have a small business partner, and that's the CNC founders. And their goal at Camino and Company is to please each customer from their concept to their completion. Explore the website for Camino and Company. Website is Camino-AND-Company.com. That's Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino and Company. There. They're located in Noblesville, right by the bridge, South Bridge at Logan Street. Stand across the bridge by Erica's place. So Logansport stepping in to bat. Now the windup, Keaton Brooks, first pitch from the fourth low for ball one. In the batter's box, three hitter number two, baseman Cooper Smith. Cooper Smith, he's played in all 26 ball games. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, check swing, foul ball in front of the Knights dugout. They're occupying their first base dugout. Mentioned Cooper Smith. He had 3 plate appearances, 74 at bats. He batted 378. Comes in, breaking pitch, back door. Curveball for a strike. My wife texts me. She says, the Tony Festival. E-O-N-Y Festival is happening today in Noblesville. The daughter is working there. That's Carly. And they're going to float one to right field. Cade Minnick going to do it to his right and make the catch. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. So next batter going to step in for Logansport. Going to be the four hitter for eight. Dylan Pearson, first baseman. Pearson has played in 23 ball games. 9 plate appearances, 69 at-bats. Batted 261, right-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in, outside edge. And in disbelief is Dylan Pearson, and I second the motion. Here comes the pitch, the 0-1. 0 for ball 1. Ball 1 strike. Number 8, Dylan Pearson. Hitter. Berries on base percentage of .393. He's got 18 hits, 9 are singles. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Pearson has 9 singles, 7 doubles. Does not have a triple, but he has 2 home runs. Here comes the pitch. Low, inside, ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We'll mention the Logansport Berries collectively as a team. They have 12 home runs. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball. Goes full at 3-2. Four hitter, Dylan Pearson. 19 run score, 15 RBI. Here's a 3-2 outside ball 4. So he takes his apparatuses off. Hooks down to first base. Ford have a runner aboard with one out. Up and into bat, 5 hitter, number 14, Jake Fincher. Jake Fincher, the catcher, made a good play. up against the screen behind home plate in the top half of the inning. Right-handed batter's box, out of set, first pitch to Fincher, swung on and take one right side out of play. Jake Fincher played in 23 ball games, 75 plate appearances, 57 bats at the Palinone, 281 batting average, 419 on base. Swung on, foul ball, just down the third base line. He goes from right side out of play to a scorching shot. Baseline foul. Goes 0-2. Balls, two strikes. One out. Runner aboard at first base. Logansport. Working out a stretch, now a set for Brooks. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball. Mason pitch, trying to get him to commit. Goes 1-2. Ball, two strikes, one out. Hottest lead at first base. Here comes the pitch. Hung on, swing and a miss, drop third. Not in action there, but snap throw to first. At Jackson Kane, trying to get him before he got back. First base was occupied. Available to run on drop third. With two outs now, first base is open no matter what. So two outs, stepping in. And step in, it's going to be the second baseman, Caden Walker. Caden Walker swinging a good bat in his last at-bat. Set to second base. Here comes the pitch. Side low, ball one. Jackson Kane has to go around Caden right there in a quick fashion. Pick up that ball. One ball, no strikes. Quick first base, two outs for the Berries. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. Side of the ball. So Keaton Brooks working that strike zone, working that pitch and timeout on the diamond. Fortney going to walk out, going to have conversation to Zinfield. So they'll talk that over. And I will mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production. Business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering, sign production since 1985. You can dial them up or you can send them a text message, 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-424. Two balls, no strikes. Walker, where's number three? A set, here comes the pitch. Right called. Top of the zone. Up goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, a little encouragement. Go a long way. Good ball game. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and take it to right center. Coming in, going to try to make the catch. Couldn't make it. Many. Ball bounces free. Picked up. Teammate Bren Robbins there in right center field. So the ball lands in right center. It touched the glove. Good effort laid out for it with Caden Minnick. Well, the Berries have two aboard. Two aboard and a send up left-handed batter. Carson Dubes. Carson Dubes is step in. He's played in all 26 ball games. 90. Appearances, 65 at-bats, batting 231. Comes the first pitch from Brooks. Ground ball, fielded. First baseman, Lucas Gerke, covering the bag well. Brooks. Knights get out of the jam here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Knights strand two runners. The Knights on a bat in the top of the fifth inning. After four completes, Knights 3, Berries 1. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by your home away from home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious town home, a private pool, available short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination, northeastern Polk County, proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, Daytona, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. Get to Davenport, Florida. There you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails to 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. You're at all interested. Would behoove you to go ahead and send an email. Get some communication going. Even if you decide not to go, you might know somebody that would want to go. And word of mouth is the best advertisement that there is. Stepping into back for the night. Top the fifth inning. The number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, right-handed batter's box. On deck is Lucas Gerke. From the windup, Josh Middleton. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Boutel, ground ball, shortstop, one hop, service. Throw across the diamond, that's Isaac Russell. The diamond to Dylan Pearson. And there's one out here in the top of the fifth. The next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Gerke is a junior class member. He's played in all 25 games. 4 plate appearances, 67 at-bats. He's batting 284 on base, 479. He's got 19 hits. Here comes the pitch. High above the zone, ball one. Lucas Gerke has 15 singles. He has 4 doubles. Lucas Gerke leads the team in RBI, 25. Left-handed batter's box. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Outside, ball two. 2 balls, no strikes to Lucas Gerke. He's got 19 runs scored. He's walked 22 times. 8 stolen bases. He's got 66 quality at-bats. Comes in, strike call. Count goes 2-1. Those 66 quality at-bats lead the Knights. Quality at-bats this season. Peering back in. Singles from the windup. Wilson, here comes the pitch. Outside. They call a strike. Call that a strike. Balls, 2 strikes. And Lucas Gerke, he's not one to complain. Step back in. Balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses away. Ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Top of the fifth inning. Jackson Kane is on deck. Peering in, looking at signals. Josh Middleton. He's a wind at 3-2 pitch. Hung on, ground ball, first base. Fielded by Pearson. Step on the base unassisted. There are 2 outs. So the next batter is going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane is going to step in. He's played in all 25 games. He's a junior class member. Gets to carry the football quite often. He'll catch it. He'll also run the sweep and the end around. Jackson Kane and Brian May on a first name basis. Comes the pitch from Middleton. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch for a strike. No balls, 1 strike, Caden Minnick, deck. Wow, top of the fifth inning, a 3-1 ball game. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball. Good backhand on the short hop by Jake Fincher, Aries catcher. Jackson King steps out and step back in. Ball, 1 strike. Peering in looking at signals. Here comes the pitch from Middleton. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. 2 count. Jackson Kane on the season, 46 average, 402 on base, 17 hits, two of them home runs. Here comes the pitch, low and away, ball two. Jackson Kane's at 11 singles, four doubles. Not hit a triple, but as mentioned, long balls. One at Rensselaer Central for his first one. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch from Middleton. Going away, ball three. 3-2. Full count. Kane. 17 RBI, 18 runs scored. Jackson Kane has the base on balls. 15 times just to pitch. Being a pop one skyward is going to flow out of play. Giving it a good look at third base was Cooper Smith. That was a major league fly ball to play. He could get the hand over fist strike zone. Strike that. I think Mickey Mantle would be proud to see it go 565 feet. Just step back in. 3-2 count, two outs. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Jackson Kane, here comes the pitch. Ball, third baseline, backhand play. Cooper Smith, they'll throw across the diamond. Be safe at first. The throw brought Dylan Pearson off the bag. He tried to put the tag on Jackson on the back as Jackson was going by. They're going to say space to end there. So space on the tag makes you safe at first base. An infield hit for Jackson Kane. So stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, the five-hitter for the Knights. Junior class member. He's played in all 25 games. Started this game with 100 plate appearances. 82 at-bats. Out of set. Wilson, here comes the pitch. Here's a pop one up on the infield. Called for by the shortstop, Isaac Russell. Still going to make the catch pretty much where he was standing. Ball was hit. So the Knights out of the inning. It's lead one aboard. He came up with no runs in the top of the fifth. At 4.5, Knights, 3, series 1. And going out to warm up Keaton Brooks at the pitcher's rubber. He's going to be number 29, Ethan Miller. Ethan Miller, he's a catcher. A freshman by class, he's 5'8", 165. Coach Bordney, 4 or 5, 6 games ago, let Ethan Miller catch the whole game. Had to be fun for a freshman. Can remember back. Reynolds Farm Equipment, another sponsor in this ballgame. We appreciate them. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Farmequipment.com. Your Central Indiana equipment dealer. Serving customers and the community. Yes, since 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they are family owned and operated. Farm Equipment, they supply farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products. Parts and service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Hours of operation for rentals is Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're located on U.S. 31 in Hamilton County. Right there off of 31 at the 276th Street interchange. And we'll mention, you should stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Inside is Titus Bakery and Deli. Enjoy breakfast and or lunch. It's Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. 12 noon. It's Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery. Deli. That's the Indiana Fever. They tipped off 27 minutes ago. They're in New York. The rematch from game two. Might have been game one. But anyway, they played Connecticut. They played New York, the Liberty. And now they're playing the Liberty in New York. So we'll hope the best for the team. And especially Caitlin Clark. So stepping in. Bottom of the fifth inning. Brooks still pitching for the Knights. Here's the first pitch. swing and a miss. In the batter's box for Logan Sport, the 8 hitter, number 11, Hudson McKinney. Hudson McKinney is the DH. He's played in 18 ball games. This is number 19. Comes in, swing and a miss. Goes 0-2 to McKinney. 44 plate appearances, 37 at-bats. On base percentage is 302. Comes the 0-2 pitch from Brooks. A ball, third base, Boutel. Gators it across the diamond. And a good play on a short hop. A 10, Lucas Gerke. A throwing error by Boutel. It's all good. Out recorded. There's one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter to step in. 9 hitter. 21, Josh Middleton. Josh Middleton playing in game number 14 of the season. Not done a lot of batting. 6 plate appearances, 4 at-bats. Apparently a pitcher comes in high above the zone. Ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Josh Middleton, a member of the sophomore class, is listed as a right-handed pitcher. Here comes the second pitch to Middleton. Low for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. 1 out, bottom of the 5th. Friday on, second batter here in the 5th inning for Logan Sport. Pitch comes in, outside edge, strike called. 2 balls, 1 strike. Still playing deep near the lifted grass in the middle infielders. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Brooks. Go for a ball. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. A Saturday afternoon, this game started at 12:01. 1:29 on the wristwatch. Halfway through the ball game, maybe a little bit more. But we don't know. It could take extras. Here comes a pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. 3-2 count to Middleton. On deck, the one hitter. It's in her. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. High above the zone, ball 4. Josh Middleton going to jog down to first base. She's going to call time to send out a courtesy runner, Josh Middleton. Jog out, and it's going to be number 6, Aiden Swank. Aiden Swank, he's a junior class member. Offensively, he's listed as an outfielder, a right-handed pitcher, and a second baseman. Swank wears number 5'10", 55. Left-handed batter's box, Bryson Herr. First pitch to Herr. Swung on, fouled, left side, out of play. Stein Bryson Herr was in the batter's box. He went through about a dozen baseballs, fouled them off and fouled them off. Back in, 0-1 count. We're going to have a stretch now to set. Here comes the pitch. Key pitch in there for a strike. Good placement, Keaton Brooks. Deep facing a lefty. No balls, 2 strikes. Bryson Herr on the season. 86. Here comes the pitch. High above the zone, ball 1. Ball 2 strikes. Bryson Herr has played in all 26 ball games. On base percentage of .356. 22 hits on the season. Out of set. The 1-2 pitch from Brooks. Swung on and take it left side out of play. It nearly caught and was caught by a skater. Finally dropped it, but I think he held it long enough. Off his hands, popped up again. Caught it, might have dropped it. Give him credit for a catch. Here comes a 1-2 and a pickoff move. First base, back safely. There is number 6, Aiden Swank. The courtesy running for Josh Middleton. Middleton came on to pitch. About a thing, I think, with 1 out. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. But there's 2 outs on the diamond. So next batter going to step in. Deegan Kitchell. Deegan Kitchell going to step in. Deegan Kitchell on the season. Batting average of 506. 39 hits on the season. in the batter's box. A stretch, now the set. Pitch to Kitchell. Swung on, ground ball foul. He fielded by the third base coach. Out of glove. So no balls, one strike. Kitchell, get back in. As we mentioned, Ted Kitchell, what a quality guy. Met him at a wedding reception. Thought acted like he knew me my whole life. We just met. Ground ball, third base. Boutel, go across the diamond. He's going to pull the leg off the bag there, trying to make the catch. Goes wide right. Working right there with Gerke. He tried to make the catch. Try to keep that foot on. Didn't quite reach both with the foot and the glove. Stop the baseball. He goes back to the foul fence. Here's on the corners. Logansport with two out. Make a batter going to step in. Three hitter number two, Cooper Smith. Smith, third baseman. Step in now. Cooper Smith, where's number two? He's played in all 26 games. 78 batting average, 478 on base. He's got 28 hits on the season. Pickoff move, first base. Back to safety. No tag applied by Gerke. Cooper Smith, 14 singles, 7 doubles, 4 triples, 3 home runs. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Exit swing, ball comes in just above the zone. Ball, no strikes. Cooper Smith, let's step back in. He's got 14 singles. Mention that, he's got 29 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball, just missed. Balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter's box. Pretty good-sized young man. Big hitter, Cooper Smith. Probably keeps a lot of those fastballs that Dylan Pearson does not. Here comes the pitch. The cut, swing and a miss. One count. Got some floaters out there. Got some pieces of God's earth floating around right there. Looks like baseballs. Little bitty tiny baseballs. Two balls, one strike. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Side, good block by Jackson Kane. That ball was low and in the synthetic dirt. Right there in the right-handed batter's box. Along with Smith. 3-1 count. Stepping back into rubber, peering in, looking at signals. 3-1, two out. It's on the corners. Here's the pitch. Well, already a float one. Center field. It's going to back up Bryn Robbins. Get a bead on it, and he'll make the catch. A dozen feet in front of the warning track at 372 straightaway center field. So the Knights get out of the inning. Berries lead two on base. At the end of five complete, 8-3. Berries won. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21 Real Estate. You're thinking about residential or corporate relocations. Oh, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help you begin that process. As real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Happiness and her success are two of the same. The real estate lady with the high real estate IQ. Tackle Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. Reach her at 317-513-0086. Again, her number is 317-513-0086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21. But those Pacers. Pacers at Gainbridge last night. The gold out. They let the Pacers play well at home. Sad thing is, New York Knickerbockers play pretty well at home also. The series all tied up at 3-3. Play the rubber match to advance. They'll play that tomorrow, Sunday, at MSG. That'll be a 3:30 start. The winner move on to the next series against the Celtics. And the first pitch, top of the sixth, from Middleton. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. In the batter's box, the Central Catholic, number 33, Bryn Robbins, center fielder. On deck is Gus Sandberg. From the windup, here comes the 0-1 pitch to Robbins. He's going to float one and take it, make it playable. It's on the infield. High fly ball called for by the shortstop, Isaac Russell. Finally makes the catch for the pitcher's rubber on that synthetic pitcher's mound. So what, back in the day when I was going through high school, our coach didn't want the pitcher pitching a fly ball. There's too many other athletes on the field there that can do that without somebody injuring the pitcher. First pitch to Gus Sandberg. He'll float one out of play left side. One strike. Sandberg, he'll pick the bat back up. Gus Sandberg. 308 on base percentage of 451. Sandberg has three doubles on the season. The wind and the pitch. Going away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Saturday afternoon, they had some softball going on behind us. I think earlier. Not sure if they're still going. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Gus. Going away, ball two. Two balls, one strike. On deck for the night is Keaton Brooks. 2-1 count. Back in, right here in the batter's box, Gus Sandberg. Here comes a wind and a pitch from Middleton. Inside. Ball three. 3-1 count. Sandberg might see a good pitch. Here's a 3-1 count. And looking at signals. Josh Milton will step back off. And signals again. Catcher, Jake Fincher. Here's a 3-1. Hung on ground ball. Third base gloves it. Cooper Smith. Across the diamond, you get the put out. Dylan Pearson. Smith plays a good tight base position. For Smith, where's number two? He's a senior by class. Listed as a third baseman, I guess primarily. He's listed first at third base, and then a first baseman, and then a right-handed pitcher. He's 6'1", 185, stepping in, Keaton Brooks. A little bit of an open stance, left-handed batter's box. Pitch to Brooks. Swung on and take a rope to right field. Going to back up Kitchell, and Kitchell catches it on the run in front of the warning track. So Kitchell had to move pretty far to his left. So makes the play. And the Knights are out of the inning. Three up, three down. And we'll mention, after 5.5, 8-3, series, 1. And we'll mention, game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. Arcadia, Indiana, right there by the ballpark. They run their buildings right there. Jason, I should say, they run a parallel right there to the train track. It covers a lot of territory. The hard gravel right there to park. And we'll mention, they have indoor-outdoor storage, flex storage availability. Call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. That's indoor storage for your boats, these, or your precious automobile. We'll also mention, they have outdoor storage always available for the wintertime. You can put a wrap over your boat, keep it there, keep it out of your driveway, keep it out of your barn lot, and just keep it right there, safe and secure, especially in Arcadia. And we'll also mention to contact Arcadia Industrial Park Self-Storage. Simply go online. The web, they're located at www.aipsindiana.com. And their address is aipsindiana.com. Or you can call them by phone. 317-774-1500. And their number is 317-774-1500. That is Arcadia, industrial, and storage. Action Kane throws a frozen rope to second base. In a bad year, the top of the sixth, excuse me, the bottom of the sixth inning. The number eight, the four hitter, Dylan Pearson. Pearson, the four hitter, as mentioned earlier, 18 hits on the season. Seven doubles, two home runs. Here comes a pitch. Comes in, breaking, I should say, across the dish. 2 o'clock arm slot. Keaton Brooks, a lefty, came in there diagonally, went across the dish. Pretty small piece of pie on the angle. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Other pitch, similar, but a bit low. One ball, one strike. Nice field right here. Logansport Berries. Been here about 5 years, 6 years, something like that. Got the logo behind home plate, the LB. He's a 1-1 pitch. Healthy catch, swing and a miss. Hitter number eight, Dylan Pearson. Batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-2 count. There's the pitch. Swung on, base hit. Beyond the shortstop, over the head of Mikey Stapleton, goes into left field. Seppinger brings it back in. There's a base hit. Batter here in the bottom of the sixth, getting himself aboard. Dylan Pearson. So Dylan Pearson picks up base hit number 10 on the season. Now batting number 14, Jake Fincher. Right-handed batter has played a good catcher's position in the ballgame. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one up. Jammed him on the handle. Popped him up. Shortstop caught by Mikey Stapleton. There's one out. So one runner aboard. First base is Dylan Pearson. Stepping in with one out. Number three, Caden Walker. Caden Walker has already hit got a base hit in the ballgame. Trying for that second. He's played here 20 ball games. 21st of the season. He's batting 238. He has an even 400 on base percentage. First pitch outside, ball one, as Jackson Kane slides to his right to save the base. Ball, no strikes. And he hit his batter's box. Out of the set, Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. Side, ball two. Balls, no strikes. Caden Walker. Caden Walker. Right there, and where's number three? Teen hits. Teen or singles. He has a double. He scored 12 runs. He got 4 RBI. Walker has faced the base on balls 16 times. But several of these guys have been hit by pitch. Only one guy has been hit significantly, or his number, and that is Jake Fincher. Jake Fincher, the catcher, has been hit 8 times all the season. But that doesn't quite catch up to Hudson Gutwein. Hit 12 times. Here comes the pitch. Fly one out of play, right side. Count goes 2-1. Balls, one strike, you'll set back in. Six hitter number three, Caden Walker. Now a stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. Going to take one to left field. Going to get some air under it. Seppinger going to come in to make the catch. Seppinger in good track. Picking up that baseball off the bat very well. 2 outs on the diamond. Runner at first base. Outs. Out of the sixth inning. Stepping in the bat. Number 13, Carson Dubes. He's played in all 26 ball games. Left-handed batter has an open stance. He'll close on the approach. He'll fly one back out of play on a foul ball. Carson Dubes entered this ball game with 90 plate appearances, 65 at bats. 231, he's got a 391 on base percentage. 15 hits, he's got 15 RBI. He pitched, called a strike. Breaking pitch in there, lefty facing a lefty, goes 0-2. He's hugging the plate right there, front, chalk, we'll call it chalk. Comes the 0-2 pitch from Brooks, swung on, swing and a miss. So the Knights are out of the inning. Knights going to strand one. Every runner at first base. At six complete. At Logansport. Central Catholic. 3. Logansport. 1. We'll also mention today's ball game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto LLC. They're just west, about a mile of Arcadia, right there on 266th Street. That's in Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto. There is a routine oil change for the need for expertise of an experienced AGM technician. AGM Auto wants you to be safe and to stay safe on the road in your automobile. A second type of service offered right there at AGM Auto. They restore classic cars and trucks. They restore classic cars and trucks. You can go on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Right there on Facebook, you'll see a 62 Ford that has been restored by AGM Auto. A 72 Monte Carlo has been restored by AGM Auto. Also see a 72 Chevelle. Stored by AGM Auto. Mention AGM Auto has an underlying passion to reveal the beauty of your restoration project. That's AGM Auto. You can call them at 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283. Stepping into bat is Mikey Stapleton. Up in the seventh inning. He is a batter. Working from the windup, Josh Middleton, first pitch to Stapleton. Pitch comes in just above the zone, ball one. Mikey Stapleton batting 350. Batting average in that right batter's box. 31 on base. Here comes the pitch. One to right field. Try to float it in, trying to make the catch. He off the surface. Good effort. Dive forward in center field, trying to make the catch with Bryson Herr, and Mikey Stapleton going to float one in for a base hit to center field. So Mikey Stapleton is going to pick up hit number 22 on the season. He now has 20 base hits. Mikey Stapleton, and Mikey Stapleton is at first base. So they make some adjustments there. Working on the stenographer's pad, home plate umpire stepping in, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein steps in. Let's go with a runner. Try to that number here. I was reading some stats. Locate the number. Pickoff move back safely. At first base is Calvin Reisman. Team Calvin Reisman, he's a sophomore. 6'1", 155. You got that sliding net on that left hand. Stepping back in, Hudson Gutwein. He's going to square the bun early. Just pull the bat back, swing away, third base, Cooper Smith. He'll go to second base. They'll get the out of second. Walker getting there just about too late to take the throw. He simultaneously the ball and stepped on the bag as he was airborne. Back down. Cooper Smith. For Smith at third base, a tremendous glove in this ball game. Oh, they get a fielder's choice. Second base. Hudson Gutwein is at first base now. Calvin Reisman hugs off the diamond. Turn in. And signals out a stretch. Gavin Boutel in the batter's box. Pitch comes in. Side edge. You're going to call a strike. No balls, one strike. Gavin Boutel, 6 foot, 150. Gavin Boutel, another good third baseman in this ballgame. 0-1 count out of set. Pickoff move, first base. Safety is Gutwein. No tag applied by Dylan Pearson. He'll step back in. Gavin Boutel, right-handed batter's box. Boutel batting 362. In that right-handed batter's box, out of set. Don't say you're going to step off the back. Please start. Wasn't quite ready. Opportunity was all his, and he took it. So let's step back in. Balls, one strike. I'm looking at signals. Catch first base out of the stretch. Now the stagger at the pitch. Swung on, he goes to center field. He's going to lift it. Bryson Herr going to come in and make the play. Going about halfway, not quite halfway, to second base. Gutwein to slide back in just to make sure he's safe. And he didn't know if Bryson Herr was going to shot at first base with that arm after the catch. So two outs, top of the seventh inning. Batter for the night's going to be number 10, Gerke. Left-handed batter, Gerke steps in. Is Gerke played in all 25 games? Junior class member, standard batter's box. Looking at first base out of stretch. Now the set here is to pitch to Gerke inside ball one. Ball no strikes, Lucas Gerke. 6 foot tall, 170. Jonah Gerke is on his team. His older brother, he's a senior. That's Noah Gerke. He plays for the Lafayette Jets. He's a pitch. A ball. The base is going to be fielded by Walker. He'll toss it over. Get the put out with Dylan Pearson. The Knights are out of the inning. Knights leave one aboard. And we'll mention, going to the bottom of the seventh inning. This board is going to bat. It's a 3-1 contest. Central Catholic 3. Bridgeport 1. Do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention again, just to mention, Logan Fort Berry's, Lafayette Jeff, and Noah Gerke. Going to play in the sectional number 7 at Class 4A. And Lafayette Jeff will play in that first game in the sectional. That sectional will happen at Lafayette Jeff. With guests, they're going to play that at Loeb Stadium. But if you're the other five teams, you're going to benefit playing in a tremendous facility, Loeb Stadium. It was rebuilt, I think, back in 21. Demolished it. It was originally built back in 1940. They demolished it. They turned it about 180 degrees. Hit that home plate back against the major intersection there. And they're going to play that sectional. Lafayette Jefferson. That sectional will happen at Loeb, I'm quite sure. The first game of that sectional is going to be the 22nd. That's this coming Wednesday, 5:30. Marion and Lafayette Jeff. Second game of that tournament will happen at 8 p.m. on next Wednesday. It'll be Kokomo and Logansport. Logansport Bears. And the fifth game of that tournament, they skipped 3 and 4 because it was nonchalant. There wasn't a game. The fifth game will be the winner of game 1 versus the winner of game 2. And the sixth game of the tournament, that game will happen on Saturday. And then again on Saturday at 2 p.m., game 6 will feature McCutcheon and Harrison as they go straight to the semifinal round. And then game 7, the championship game, will be the winner of game 5 versus the winner of game 6. That'll happen on Monday evening, on Memorial Day. So the Knights throw the ball around the infield, and they put the ball back in the glove. Right there on the pitcher's rubber. I think it's going to be Lucas Gerke. Try to close this ball game. Stepping into bat for the Berries. Hudson McKinney. Pitch comes in. It's actually Mikey Stapleton. On the pitcher's mound, Hudson Gutwein moves to shortstop, I think. It's Alex Schumer at second base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Ball, one strike. On the pitcher's rubber is Mikey Stapleton. He sits and wears number 11. He's a sophomore. He's got 10 innings under his belt this season. Comes in, breaking pitch, in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Ball, two strikes. Mikey Stapleton, this is appearance number 7. He's faced 45 batters. He's thrown 167 pitches. From the stretch, nobody on, relief pitcher duty. Ground ball, third base, Gavin Mikel. Going to field it, foul. The bounce, foul ball. Count remains 1-2. Mikey Stapleton, he's got one save. One save, I take that back. Last night, he got his second save. Second save opportunity. Stapleton, get double duty last night and tonight to come to pitch. The inside, tight, nearly got him in that right-handed batter's box. A hitter number 11, Hudson McKinney. So two balls, two strikes. Out of set, here comes the pitch. You know, float one, playable, right field. Back up, Caden Minnick. Not much. He'll veer to his left, and he'll make the catch. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So next batter going to step in. We're going to see number 9 in the batter's box, Jace Smith. Jace Smith, 8-180. He's a pretty stout young man. He's a senior, right-handed pitcher, third baseman, left fielder. He's getting an opportunity to bat right here for Coach Dan Fry. Left-handed batter's box. And we're going to single down stretch, now the set. Pitch. Stapleton, backdoor curveball, misses above the zone. One ball, no strikes, and one out. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Out of set from Stapleton. Made a miss. Goes 1-1. So what prom? A lot of nicely dressed people when I arrived here over by the school. Okay, we're taking pictures. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Stapleton. Outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Just step back in. Have a set. Stapleton, here's the pitch. Across the dish. Knee high, strike called. Number 9, Jace Smith, senior class member, Logansport High School. Two balls, two strikes, one out. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set of the 2-2 pitch. It'll be a hit by pitch. Jace Smith throws the bat aside. He'll jog to first base. His on-base percentage is climbing. He would have much rather got a base hit. So he jogs to first base. There's still one out. We're at first base, 2 o'clock, straight up on the wristwatch. AT&T time. TNT providing internet connection, bringing you this contest. TNT Samsung phone. So what that connection has gotten better and better. Last night, I was talking to the AD over there, Adam Harrison. But inside Harrison's gym is terrible for your own access. You got to get on the web there. You got to get the Wi-Fi connection there. Pitch comes in outside, ball one. Outside low. I think that pass outside low, strike zone. Count. Called strike. Count goes 0-1. At first base is Jay Smith. Sad, here comes the pitch from Stapleton outside of ball. Jackson King trying to frame it. It's hard to frame with the forearm. Even with the wrist, it's a bit more believable. One ball, one strike, one out. Out of set, comes a pitch from Stapleton, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2 strikes. Left-handed batter's box. That's number 8. Dylan Pearson. And now stretch, now the set. Stapleton, here's the pitch. A ball outside. Take that back into batter's box. Here's the one hitter. Hitter Bryson Herr. As mentioned, Bryson Herr on the season. 286. Batting average. Here's the pitch. Side and tight. 3-2 counts. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Herr. 2 hits entering this game. 2 home runs to the base runner aboard. It's a 3-1 ball game. Balls, 2 strikes. Barely looking at singles. Stapleton out of the set. Here's the pitch. Side of ball. But put him on base. Aboard. 1 out. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Going to try to just calm the waters right here. Runners at first and second base. Bottom of the seventh inning. It's a 3-1 contest. Good contest all around. In the hit department, each team. Knights have 6. Furries have 5. And they're talking it over right there. going to bring some eye salve to Jackson Kane. Put a cold rag, towel around his bed area right there. It's pretty hot. It's warm. They said 81 degrees for a high. And as mentioned, they said the normal temperature for this date and time in this part of the United States region is 74 degrees. But I'm probably going to walk out and break up the meeting. He only has to walk out when his presence is seen. Everybody knows the timeout is over. So they don't really time him. It's just kind of a feel for a timeout needed to be over. Sometimes an umpire will let it go. Sometimes they won't. But they're going to step back in. Have a from batter in the lineup. Coach now to have that conversation. Because Dylan Pearson, hitter, is at home plate. Here comes the first pitch from Stapleton. Just above the zone, ball one. They take that back. Two hitter. Deegan Kitchell in the batter's box, a two hitter. Sometimes you lose track of numbers. You only see profile views. The number, just not evident to see. Out of set position, check second base, Rocky Stapleton checks it again. Here's the pitch. Strike right across the dish. Some thought it might have been low. That's just one strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners at first and second base for the Berries. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set, check second. Comes the pitch. Hold on, foul back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count for the junior athlete. He's a junior class member. The class member, he leads the team. 506 average. 39 hits entering this game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That is upstairs. Trying to fight it off. Probably ball two. Trying to get some RBI. Trying to get some offense here in the seventh inning. So we'll swing and a miss. There are two out. Of the three hitter, number two, Cooper Smith. Cooper Smith, third baseman. As mentioned, he's played a tremendous third base position in today's ball game. Right-handed batter. Out set. Comes to pitch. He finished low and away. Ball one. Steps back in. Right-handed batter, Cooper Smith. Cooper Smith, batting average of .378. And he's played in all 26 games. Out of set. Keith Stapleton, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch high of the zone, ball two. Timeout on the diamond. Jackson King going to walk out to convey a message from the dugout. Balls, no strikes. Mikey Stapleton pitching close here in the seventh inning. Keaton Brooks went six innings. A strong six innings. Up one run. And then to resume play. Jackson came back behind the dish. Runners at first and second. Out. Two balls, no strikes. In the batter's box. Cooper Smith, third baseman. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. Ball three. Mikey Stapleton has some velocity. Trying to refine that release point. Three balls and no strikes. Then, and his signals. He's not on the rubber. I hope he's not getting signals. He'll step in now. Three balls, no strikes. Out of the set. And the pitch. Down Meridian. Knee high, strike called. Cooper Smith. In one count. He'll step back in. He'll step back. The rubber. Mikey Stapleton, he one count, two outs. Cooper Smith, out of the set, Stapleton, here comes the pitch. Owen inside, ball four. So the Knights are going to load up the bases. Runners at each base. Next batter in the lineup. Let's see, it's going to be number eight, the four-hitter, Dylan Pearson. Dylan Pearson, bat with two out. Right-handed batter's box. Just all occupied. Bottom of the seventh inning. Tension is building. How it's said, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter's box. Dylan Pearson, number eight. Out of set. Keith Stapleton, here's the pitch. High and tight. Chin music. Ball two. Mikey Stapleton can sure bring it. Dylan Pearson, he's played in 23 games. This is game 24 for him. Timeout on the diamond, Coach Bourne. Gonna walk out, gonna talk with his infield. Haven't seen if there was bullpen activity the other way. And there is some activity way down there. It's Jeff Sandberg. Sandberg is getting loose. I don't know if this timeout that Coach Bourne is using is to buy a little time in the bullpen. Sandberg is, no, it's not going to happen here. So he's going to go along with Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, as mentioned, two saves on the season, two save opportunities. Balls, no strikes, bases loaded, two outs. Bottom of the seventh, going to pitch from the windup. Keith Stapleton stepping back in. Dylan Pearson, pitcher, the Berries. Here I am, looking at signals out of stretch. The new shake one off, they go with this one out of a set. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Ball's tight. Side, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Nowhere to put him. Don't want to give him too good a pitch. Here comes a set. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. So a run's going to come in, test the plate. Berries makes it a 3-2 ball game. Outs. Next batter for Logansport is going to be number 14, Jake Fincher. Fincher has caught a good game today and time out on the field. Coach Bourne is going to walk out. Coach Bourne is going to go with a different pitcher. Time. Mike Stapleton. Hand the baseball to Coach Bourne. Coming in from right field, the bullpen area. Dogging in is Jeff Sandberg. Sandberg going to get some just on this field rubber. He'll get warmed up here. He's had some good bullpen activity from looking down there. Jeff Sandberg going to be handed the keys to the car. So he'll get warmed up right here. We'll mention Jeff Sandberg on the season. Talk about Jeff. He's a sophomore by athlete class. 5'10". 15. He's a pitcher in a third baseman. He's got 25 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 10 on the season. Has had four starts. Faced 112 batters, 344 pitches thrown. He's got a win-loss record of 3 wins, 2 losses. Giving up 23 hits, 11 runs scored. 6 of those runs were earned. He has walked 9 batters. He has struck out 19 batters. 11 of those batters went down looking. Do thank you for tuning in. We'll also mention, game is in parts. Being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports.com, internet radio sports since 2008. It's a support education-based high school varsity sports. Football, ball, basketball. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Camino & Company. Camino & Company, downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Camino & Company is a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, all business partners, and the CNC founders. Mascot is a 1984 El Camino SS. Belongs to Carly's grandpa. At VE with him, Carly runs the Camino & Company. Mobile Flower Shop, and today she is in action. She was at the Peonies Festival earlier this morning at Noblesville, and as of late, she's probably getting ready for a wedding at 4:30 for her cousin, Jackson, and his soon-to-be wife, Claire. They're working out there, stepping in. She's loaded, two outs, out of the set, from Sandberg. That's outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes in the batter's box by hitter number 14, Jake Fincher. Peering in, looking at singles. Two ball game, here's the pitch. Swung on, you're going to pop one out of play, right side. One ball, one strike. And he in his batter's box, he'll tap the plate. And looking at singles. Jeff Sandberg, out of the stretch. Now out of the set position. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Long ground ball, Gavin Vitell. He'll field it, he'll throw to second base. They'll get the force out at second base. The Knights claim victory. But good ball game, solid ball game. What, they always get together, they have good pitches. Always, Logansport and Central Catholic. Final score, Central Catholic 3, Logansport 2. It's the best for both teams in their respective sectional. Logansport again play on Wednesday the 22nd, 8 o'clock game. Kokomo and Logansport, that'll happen at Loeb Stadium. Central Catholic Knights. Knights are going to play the second game of game, the first day of baseball. That's on Thursday the 23rd, coming right up at 7:30. Thereabouts start time. It'll be the Covington Trojans and the Central Catholic Knights. Thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check and for monitoring the ball game. We hope you'll stay tuned. We'll hope to talk to Coach Bordney here in just a bit. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Now I'm going to talk to Coach Bordney. Coach Bordney, a hot day, good day for baseball.
Yeah, it was. Great to have, this is baseball weather. And Keaton Brooks is really, really good on the mound today. Deepest outing that he's gone pitch-wise all year and in the heat. So that was good to see, limiting them to one run in his six innings of work.
What team, Logansport Berries, you know they're going to make some noise in their playoff at Loeb Stadium.
Oh, yeah, they got some dangerous hitters in their lineup. And so, you know, we knew we were going to have our hands full today. Pushing to get out of here with the win, especially after last night with the big emotional win over a county rival. So we come in here and get the job done today.
I'll put you on the spot. But when the season started, you might be 20-6.
Be 26-0. But, you know, we try to win every game. And but, you know, in all seriousness, we've had a lot of guys step up this year. You know, we lost a lot from last year and an experience to start the year, and guys have really, really performed well. And, you know, we have one more regular season, and we're ready to go again. You know, it's go time for time of the year. So, you know, we're happy where we're at. We're playing well right now, and hopefully we can keep it rolling into the tournament.
Day off tomorrow. You get ready for Caston Comets on Monday, your final regular season.
Yeah, it'd be great to send our seniors off. You know, they deserve to be sent off with a nice victory and get that done for them on Monday.
I got you ready.